committee of the Whitsunday Marine Stinger Management Committee, the purpose is to get the message out about people enjoying our waters, but ensuring they take appropriate precaution. Like, there is stingers around, so taking appropriate precautions such as wearing protective clothing, carrying vinegar, ensuring when you go out swimming that someone else knows where you are, having access to help, and also taking the appropriate precautions if you do get stung, knowing what to do when you do get stung.
How long has the committee been in action for?
Committee's been in force since 2005.
And why did it come about? What was the reason that you decided to form it?
The committee was formed because there was a number of stings occurring, and people were unaware of what to do in those circumstances and needed some advice, basically, on what precautions they should be taking and what they should be doing if they did get stung.
Has the committee found it difficult to get accurate research data on stinger behaviour and who gets stung?
We have had some problems with the notifications of stings. At the moment, we're still working with our local member to try and get a standardised notification system, and that's through a number of stakeholders, through Queensland Ambulance Service, Queensland Health and CQ Rescue.
Do you have a rough idea as to how many people were stung in the Whitsunday region last year?
This isn't 100% accurate, but we believe there was approximately 17 stings in the Whitsunday region.
And what happened to those people? Do you know if they recovered or not?
All people recovered. There was no fatal stings.
Do you think it's a big deterrent of tourists or locals who want to go in the water around this time of year that they generally just avoid it because they're uncertain about the stingers?
No, I don't think so. I think if we get the messages out there appropriately, people know that they can take appropriate precautions and that they can still enjoy the area.
How concerned would you be if you were heading out into the water? Would it be something that would plague on your mind, or would it be something you wouldn't be too worried about that it would affect your enjoyment?
I still like to enjoy the region myself, so as long as I know I'm taking appropriate precautions and that I have vinegar nearby, etc., I don't see it being a real issue.